If you're a dedicated Sydney sider like me, you probably spend a lot of time wondering what the future of Sydney looks like. Well, over the past week or so, panelists at the Festival of Urbanism, including academics, scientists, architects, artists, and much more, have debated the answer to this question. Discussion about what infrastructure the city needs, where it should be, and what it should look like, is running thick and fast. Technology is in every part of our lives, but how do we make a city of the future? How do we make cities faster, better, stronger, more equipped to face the challenges of the future? Well, Professor Peter Phibbs is the Chair of Urban Regional Planning and Policy at the University of Sydney. He's on the phone to discuss all of this with me right now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, the Festival of Urbanism sounds absolutely fascinating, but taking just a step back for a lot of listeners, a lot of times we think of cities as kind of evolving organically, but of course a lot of planning goes into where and how we live.
Absolutely, Nick. Yeah. Cities these days are planned within an inch of their life. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that gets going on behind the scenes that's helping make Sydney the great city that it is today.
And it is indeed a great city. You know, we hear a lot of talk when we talk about city designs around human-centred design. What does that kind of mean?
Just looking at trying to make a city in the way that, the citizens are able to appreciate it. So think about things people really need in a city, things that people enjoy. Basically, just a lot of simple things. Stuff that's in easy walking reach, having enough parks, having housing that's available for a broad range of people.
Are there fundamental changes to the way we plan cities from like sort of CBD high-rise areas out to sort of suburbia?
Yeah, they're very, very different animals. Certainly commercial precincts of large global cities like Sydney now require a sort of a different set of skills. There's a lot of commercial issues in places like Sydney CBD. Planning a new suburb on the edge of the city might look like a very different beast.
Interesting stuff. I mean, I've heard a lot of tech companies, I think Panasonic was one of them, have a big talk about working with cities, especially over in the US, about creating this kind of city of the future, sustainability, how that's going to work, a very high tech. I mean, is that the way we're going with this sort of planning?
Yeah, well, certainly a lot of tech companies are interested in how they can generate a bit more business out of cities. Certainly there's a lot of tech issues that are rolling out cities, and that's some of the things we're going to be talking about on Thursday at the Festival of Urbanism.
What sort of stuff?
Well, one of the things that's really interesting in terms of how our cities might develop are things like driverless cars. If we've got a city where cars don't need drivers, that really could have a fundamental impact on things like parking in the CBD. You actually don't need to park your car downtown. Your car will come and get you when you're ready. So if we could get rid of car parking in the centre of cities, if we could get rid of street-side parking, because, essentially you wouldn't need to leave your car there, that could really make downtowns look very different.
I'm kind of curious about where the data for these sort of city plannings come from. I mean, obviously, census plays a role, but is it the only data set?
Census is an important role. Certainly, planners do a lot of surveys between census periods. But these days, there's also a lot of big data in terms of monitoring human movement, data scraping off websites. There's a whole range of new data sources that city planners are using.
Data scraping off websites? What sort of stuff are we talking about? Like kind of people checking in at Google and things like that?
Yeah, in a research space, we're sort of interested in how different approaches to, say, sharing accommodation is happening. So one of the things that is, an issue is things like Airbnb, what its impact is on the housing market, so that can be an interesting area of research.
Airbnb, I hadn't even thought about that, but of course, I mean, the way that sharing economy is changing the way cities get planned as well, I imagine.
Yeah, no, the sharing economy is interesting. Airbnb is an interesting opportunity for people to get a bit more money out of their house, so a lot of people are trying to use Airbnb to, say, help address their housing mortgage. But in lots of cities, it's also been a problem in terms of long-term rental accommodation has been turned into short-term tourist accommodation that makes investors probably a fair bit more money, but can have a pretty negative impact on the way the city works.
Now, you've got a pretty fun-sounding talk happening tomorrow night called Game of Homes. It's happening at Cake Wines on Everleigh Street. What sort of topics are you going to be touching on?
Okay, that's the idea of the old Game of Homes is we get a lot of people in a bar, particularly young people, and they get to play different parts in unfortunately, what is a fairly tragic game for many people. So someone becomes a Minister of Housing, someone becomes a Minister of Planning, we've got a banker, we've got a property lobbyist, and we sort of have a bit of a discussion slash game trying to work out why we're in the dilemma that we're in.
That actually sounds amazing. That's from 6 p.m. tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yep, that's at 6 p.m. at Cake Wines, and we've released a few more tickets for that, and they're available on the festival website, festivalurbanism.com.
Fantastic. Professor, thanks for talking to us this morning about this.
Always a pleasure, Nick.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Yes, Professor Peter Phibbs there talking about Festival of Urbanism and the talk that he's giving tomorrow night. We'll have a link to that up on the podcast website as well as one of his other talks.